August 8th, 2017, regular meeting.
I'm ready. We're good.
Full meeting in order, since pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a reminder, anybody has a cell phone, appreciate if they're on vibration. Okay. We'll go over to the June 21st special board meeting. We had that last week. I don't think it was on your agenda, Todd, and everybody should have those. It's just a matter of approving those. Is there any corrections or anything? I think we did this last week, last month, but we just didn't have it on the agenda.
What month?
It was the one is June 21st. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as corrected? We did this last month. We just didn't pass it due to the fact it wasn't on the agenda, Todd.
So moved. It was tabled. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to accept the minutes? Okay. Eric, is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Now, for last month, July 11th, regular board meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those, make corrections? Is there a motion to accept the July 11th minutes? Eric, is there a second?
I'll second.
Rose, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are, have been accepted for July 11th and June 21st. Okay. Okay. Catherine will have the treasurer's report.
All right. So the board members has stapled three pages together. The first one is the profit and loss budget performance. Looking at the far right-hand side at the top, this is mid, close to mid, what month is this? August. So we're at 29% of our budget year. Now looking at line account number 4010, water income, the income for the month was $105,652. And looking across to the third column, which is the year to date, May 1st to today, August 8th, just the water payments by customers for water, $397,012. That's 26% of the budget. Looking halfway down the page, total income for the month ending today, $122,012. And looking at column three, the total income for the district year to date, $465,654. And that's 28% of our budgeted amount. And the expenses start at half of the page and go to the back half. So if we look at the bottom line on the back half, back side, first column where it says total expense, that would be total expense for this month, the past month, $107,241 for the expenses. Looking at the third column, the year-to-date expenses, are $405,114. That is right at 22%, so good, good on the percentages, both the income and the expenses. While we're on that backside, if you go up the page from the total expense about 2 inches where it has account number 6650. And the title is Water Plant Expansion Cap. And I have the word MECO on there right now because that's the only vendor we have with capital expenses for the water plant. We were putting it in the engineering section under 5220, but the accountant suggested creating a capital expense account near the end of the line where other capital items are usually listed. So that is sitting there waiting then for other use. This month for capital expense in that category is 525, and then the total year to date is the third column over, 32,634. I don't see anything else that's noteworthy. If you have questions, we can surely look at those. Let's go ahead and look at the vendor list.
I'll back you up if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
I'm just looking on the far right. Anything over 35%, have we got controls in place to hit budget, or are we way out of budget?
Well, there's one.
I'm looking at district insurance, office supplies, propane, telephone, plant systems. You explained MECO.
District insurance, they increased. We added cybersecurity after the budget had been made. So that was, but I know that was an added expense. So I think we got approval to have cybersecurity and added it to the district expense. So that was above budget, or above what we had planned. Office supplies, 34,000 totally. That's a little above 29, not too much. Those kind of go in
spurts.
That's
probably because we purchased 10 months of billing forms for the year. It was
so
cheaper
it's just a
to get
thing.
Quantity.
Mm-hmm.
I know the propane bill has been prepaid
yes,
for the year.
Okay.
The telephone, we added cell phones for internet for cell phones. That goes in the internet. Comcast mm-hmm. goes in the IT 5105 account 5105, but the cell phones went up, and we did not know that was going to happen. So that
budget line's gonna get blown out of the water.
But we are switching with the if we get the new system, we're going to Comcast, which will cut our AT&T billing now.
And then we're going to
monthly
delete a couple cell phones.
Yes.
So hopefully that will.
Okay.
Let's see what this plant system. Wayne, do you want to say anything about
the high pressure cleaning of the clarifier tank was around $4,000 this year.
I think it was
43 and what?
Bodine.
Uh-huh.
Bodine, $4,615.
Yeah.
So was that?
That would be a large part of that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And looking at the vendor list, The names of the vendors are all in alphabetical order. And a couple vendors, INV card, the credit card that any of the workers use. There are 2 months listed there because I got it paid by tonight's meeting, which usually never happens. So that's 2 months. And then on the second side, there are 2 months of US Post Office checks, the mailing in July and the check for mailing the bills to customers in August. 2 months there, so once in a while, because of timing, 2 months land together for some items. Then on the vendor backside, Sangamon County Water Reclamation, the usual payment for July receipts is the 25,000 number. And then the other number for 5,536.24 was a one-time entry or a one-time payment to Sangamon County Water Reclamation because it was accrued receipts that were in unapplied cash in Alliance. And then Bill Castor looks at that once a year. So that was the payment to apply the unapplied cash for accrued receipts during the whole fiscal year last year. And then the vendor, South Sangamon Water Commission, it says they're $965 because I had called to ask what the price was. And then I got the paperwork and appears it's going to be lower than $965.
$826.
So I have to verify that with her tomorrow. So I did not put the check in the stack. I took it out because I think we can save $50. So I'll be glad to answer any other questions.
Any questions for the treasurer? Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion that we accept the profit and loss budget statement pending audit.
Is there a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Budget passes, or a motion to pay the bills?
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills as presented.
Is there a second on that?
Make a motion to pay the bills? Second motion.
You second it, okay. Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I want to go present because I don't quite understand the accrued payment to South Sangamon or to the water sewage people. I want to figure that one out as well. A lot of money.
It's the Alliance.
We'll cash our check, but I don't know why.
Good enough. Make him some presents.
Oh, yeah, I made a note. Can someone tell me the year-to-date net income when I look at the profit and loss budget performance?
$60,540.17.
Oh, that's where you see it. Okay.
Of net ordinary income.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Catherine? Okay. Good enough. Okay, Wayne, you're up.
I believe all the board has a copy of the report. Well one has been completely rehabbed by Water Well Solutions. It was returned to service on July 26th. This is one of our best wells for return to quality and quality, and they also fixed sample tap on well 5, which left well 2 to be the last well to be completely rehabbed. And this really made my day where I got that this morning, not what I wanted to see. Last week they came in, pulled the pump and motor, took them back to the shop. They also videoed the well as they do with all of them. They had a chance to look at the video. I got a call from Mike Bender this morning. It showed major problems. We got holes in the well casing. The holes were seen at 19 feet, 46.2 feet, at 48 feet, and at 58 feet. You got to keep in mind, this is one of the original wells. It's over 50 years old. So I guess, you know, in a way, if you think of metal and water, metal submerged in water for 50 years, I guess it kind of justifies it, but it's not what you want to hear. We talked about solutions. There is a way to take rubber, stainless steel bands with rubber on it. They put them in over the holes and put a machine on it and pressure, and they push them out and seals the holes from the inside. That would buy some time. Of course, the fact that they're stainless steel means there's going to be a cost to it. They're only going to do sections where the holes are, where there's no way we can afford to do the whole casing. If we do, we might go dig a new well. But I would ask the board, not tonight, but I would ask the board that in the next couple of years, well, probably by the end of 2 years, we need to be pretty close to having a new well for a replacement. Because like I say, this one's half a century old. It's done its job. Very good quality water out of it. But that was the other thing that they do draw down tests of specific capacity, and we should be getting more water out of it than we are. The aquifer down there could support 200 plus gallons per minute. We're getting under well under 200, well under. Now the bowl, it only has four bowls on it. So, you know, that's part of it. The other thing, that was one of the ones that was originally a direct straight line motor engine, and we switched that over. Well, we sometime way, you remember what year they did that to us?
That happened in 2000, somewhere between 2000 and 2002, somewhere in that time.
Okay, I know it's been, and that's when they switched over to submersibles. Not that that would have anything to do with it, but. You know, it's sign of old age. So I will proceed to get the quote. They are overnight and the video to me. I'll have that tomorrow. Folks, do you have those pictures, please? We pass these around and give. So they emailed it to me. We made copies of them for the board to look at. And there's a pretty good size hole in there, but we are going to go ahead with the repairs on it. So we'll still get some use out of it.
That's well number two.
That's the spitting area. Any questions on wells before I move?
That was well number two you're talking about.
That's well number two, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I request the board's permission to sell the 2014 Ford pickup via sealed bids. It's not that old, but it was, I don't know, that must have been built on a Monday or on a Friday, because we've had rust problems, acceleration problems with it. It's hot. I know you hate to say this. It's safer to drive a Toyota down than it is a Ford. It's that bad.
That's the worst thing you've ever said to me.
Truth hurts, I know. But if I have your approval, we'll post the bid on our website as well as add in the South County newspaper. And I also plan to do the same as the 2009 Toyota pickup upon delivery of the new truck.
Hallelujah. I've been waiting for that since they bought it. Amen.
So I ask for approval to proceed with that.
We'll put that under new business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. That's okay.
Yeah.
I met with planning committee members, Rotamant and Dennis Doerr, to discuss what locations in the distribution system we plan to loop and the reasons for each decision. And man, I gotta get work. I gotta work this spell check. and this is gonna give more information in his report. So Dennis, you wanna wait till your report?
Yeah, let's wait till my report.
Some good news. Remember several months ago we talked about there was a assisted living facility willing to build over on Old Jack Road near Rachel Lane. And then we hadn't heard anything for a while, but it's come to pass. We're gonna do it, we're gonna do it. Cedarhurst, which is a big company that does these, they're putting them up all over Illinois, very nice facilities. One thing that has changed, it was gonna be, originally it's gonna be two stories on 5 acres, and it's gonna be now one story on 8 acres. On the back, I believe, on the back of your report, there's a aerial view of the engineer's drawing. I've been working with Barton Engineering, of course, they're gonna pay for all the insulation to us. We were worried about the fire flows, the daily flow's not a problem at all, the fire flows, but the hydrants can pump 900 gallons a minute, so we're gonna be able to do it. That was my concern, because Springfield's right next door, it's our territory, and theoretically, they can sell us water, but we can sell our own water to the facility. Now, we've got that. And on the one end there, the future development of a medical center there also. Now, that'll leave 32 acres behind it that will be open to development for subdivisions. Now, this water main that we serve these will just be an oversized water service. When the time comes, if that develops down there, we would come down Rachel Lane and lose that, serve that area. So I went online and each person in assisted living, senior center, whatever, about 100 gallons per person per day. Now, obviously, they're not drinking that much, but from cleaning, laundry, cooking, grounds maintenance. So, you know, this is going to be about 150 beds. So that'd be a good revenue producer there. So,
where's our nearest main?
Right across the road on Old Jack. This is on the south side of Old Jack, but we would just tap it there, run the 8-inch underneath, and put the master meter there. So that's a short run for us.
Where's the city's closest main?
Right there.
Right on their eastern boundary.
Setting a fire hydrant, setting right on.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we consider an emergency hookup down the way from there? You know, we're looking at that right there in that general area?
We was going to do the emergency hookup on down the road.
Down the road there, we could
do an emergency hookup right there at that line.
Right.
When we get to the east end from where we're coming from, we could do our emergency hookup there.
But it possibly might work out there, so.
Not a good idea.
Because they got a...
What's Steve Zobby's complex? Is it on city? Is senior living back there? Is it on city?
Yeah, see, that's when they come in behind.
Behind, okay.
They come behind us.
Okay.
And that's how they got all that. That's how they got all those places in there, and everybody knew what was going on.
Okay. Well, some of us knew what was going on.
Well, they were doing it.
So hopefully that's a good thing. Good news. And that's my report.
Okay. Any questions for the manager? Okay. Cheryl, you have anything?
Just that the quarterly newsletter went out with the last billing. And we literally received two comments, not negative, not really positive, but in the office since the newsletter went out regarding the assessment.
Okay.
With regard to the assessment itself and the alliance system, we had to have a programmer go in to, I provided the rig codes that would be affected. For the Kern Gardner water customers, and that code, that programming will be put into production tomorrow. So it's ready to go. Other than that, we'll just have to test it and see how that works. That's really about all I have.
Any questions for our business manager? Okay. Max?
Don't have any updates on the water plant in Berlin, but we did have a pre-construction meeting yesterday with USDA Rural Development, some district representatives, and Leander Construction. Following the pre-construction, we had a chance for the contractor and several of their subcontractors and vendors tour the plant, identify some of the initial staging issues and concerns. So we're going to be working with the township to try to get some additional access off of the south side of that building. They asked if possibly they could move that fence back. One of the other things that came up is for interim staging, they would like to probably look at utilizing part of this parking lot. And I threw out the offer to them if they wanted to relocate at their expense that gate, provided it didn't inhibit any turning movements for current garden personnel getting equipment in and out, that we would entertain that. So they look like that would be an attractive option for them, because they're going to have a crane in here to set up components and to erect the building. And so there's going to be some, because of the just the lack of storage space on the site, there's going to be a lot of coordination issues. We are working. We did meet with Sangamon County yesterday afternoon to go through the process of getting the concerns the county's got on the building permit addressed. Talked with Mr. Mitchell about that, so we're working with them and just going through that process now. So, and on the interconnection, don't have any new developments on that.
Okay. Any questions for our engineer?
I was talking to Jim the other night about the emergency interconnect, and if this has already been an option, I've forgotten it. Do we ever talk to COLP about upsizing the Notches Trace Roadland, upsizing it from 3 to something bigger and better? Or is that not logical to do?
Todd, I don't recall having that dialogue with them.
Out in the middle of that pavement.
Yeah, so we can dig it up. It's just something that I don't know. It's just something to think about. Or
it's going to be more. Sit down on a meeting with
Mike. Now we've got the option down there with Earl Jackson.
We're trying to get some dialogue with Mike.
We're going to be talking to him either Thursday or Friday. I don't know.
I would encourage you to, if you have the opportunity to have that dialogue, let's throw it out there and see if it's technically feasible from there.
Okay.
In my opinion, there should be no unturnable stone. We have to look at all options.
Right.
It's just a thought. I should have talked to you about it first, Wayne. I just popped in my. I don't know. Wait, Jim and I were talking there tonight. So blah blah blah. Okay. All right.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, Max. Okay, we go to our guest. Here we go. Two smiley faces there.
Gary McCandless.
Yep.
What I'd like to do, I want to read a little statement here.
You want to do what?
I want to read a little statement for the record here, but it's important.
Sure.
Okay. For me personally, I appreciate the board's due diligence on determining how to appropriately apply the rate increases for the district water facilities. Oftentimes, governing boards, they discount the concerns of a few. And your willingness to keep an open mind and objectively listening to our legitimate concerns is commendable. We sincerely appreciate your openness to listen to us. And the residents of Stone Creek, I'm talking on behalf of some of them that I talked to, they recognize that the difficulty in the budget decisions facing the district. And the courage it takes to do any rate increase is difficult, and the board's to be commended because you did listen to us, you objectively thought about it, and with all the difficulties and pressures that you had, you acted appropriately, in my view, and I think for the residents of Stone Creek. So we look forward to what you intend in the future. We know that being a CityWire-like power customer, there'll be a time when we're going to have to absorb those things, when the city raises their rates or to you. But we just wanted to thank you on behalf of me for your willingness to listen to us. Thank you.
Okay.
Harry Mitchell.
How you doing, Harry?
I'm not related to Jim, just a point of clarification.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm Gary's bodyguard, so I go where he goes. I also wanted to thank you for the well-organized approach you took to it. I know we were a little impatient over the past year or so to get some feedback from you and to have a decision made, but in reading the document that you posted on the website of the new policy statement regarding rates, I think it's obvious you did a lot of homework, you gave it a lot of thought. And, I personally want to thank you for giving us a chance to be heard and taking that into account as you move forward in managing the water industry. So, thank you.
And I want to assure you that anyone out there that has a problem, they can come to this board and tell us what the problem is. And we'll do as much as we can, fighting with the USDA and all the paperwork that we went through. I know you guys wanted an answer right away, and I just couldn't give it to you. But we were aware. We worked very, very, very hard, and I want to commend the board for working very hard with you guys, and I appreciate it. Anything else?
Jim, on the heels of that, I did want to inform you that the newsletters are on the website now as the rules, breaks, and regulations. So.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think I have anything to report. I'm just going to try and wait until we get your letter, Max.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Get your letter that you're going to fire off to me, and as soon as I get that, I'll get right on.
Thank you.
Right now, yeah.
We actually just Jim tonight. I was reading an email coming over since I got in the parking lot. Trusting it, working late, but he looked at a draft plat that he was asking us for, so that's what he's needing.
Okay.
So we're going to attach that to the letter that he asked for. I'll get both of those to you.
Yep.
And then if you can meet with the
township. Right now, as soon as I get it, I'll
Perfect.
Be on my way.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Todd, do you have anything?
Yeah, a couple things here. Cheryl already mentioned I met with her on the 3rd. And Mr. Attorney thinks, you know, I definitely think that we need to convert that or add the rules, rates, and what you call it to an amendment to Ordinance 12. And I don't know, but Cheryl and I can talk about this later. Jim is on our committee. We can maybe draft that up and send it to him, try to save him. I mean, putting that on in ordinance form ain't that big a deal. Surely we could draft something and send it to Mr.
I
Attorney.
Think it's the, when we actually started to look at the ordinance, there were things that have changed that the ordinance in its entire needs to be amended and at several sections. So
12 that, you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we, you know, we felt that it hadn't been kept up to date.
So that's kind of on the heels of that is I provided the village's codifier guy information to Cheryl. Cheryl's talked to him earlier.
I contacted the Illinois Codification Service this morning, and he is working with Pleasant Plains, Loamie, New Berlin, and just finished Rochester. And he is going to be in the area. He's going to swing by, take a look at our ordinance book, what we have. Some of them aren't. So he's going to look at them and kind of give us an idea of what it would take to start understand the policy.
Good.
So that's in process, and then like was mentioned earlier, we've got to meet, I don't know who all gets to go, but want to meet with Mike Johnson with CWLD talking about, I want to know more information on why the subdivisions, the non, our water district supplied subdivisions, why they were set up the way they were. Some of them have master meters, some of them have meters, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I want to find out why, get a little bit of more information on how they were set up and why they were set up. So that's going to happen Thursday or Friday.
And we are having problems with the master meters. The deduct meters are being read long after the master meter and,
there's a difference between the two readings, and so I'm trying to iron that out, and like I said a few seconds ago, we'll probably talk to him about maybe upsizing, not just the our little 3-inch emergency interconnect meter possibly. So that's all I got.
Okay. Planning?
Rose and I had a meeting with Wayne about our looping issues we were talking about, how we're going to spend our dry powder. He had three recommendations, two of which I think we shouldn't have any problem getting taken care of this year. The third one he said would we couldn't do it on the budget that we had planned if that were the only project on the list. We had about $95,000 left over from painting the water tower.
Yeah.
We decided we were just going to paint the inside of the tower, which left us the money to complete some of the loops. He had, again, three recommendations. The first one was a Farley loop extension that would connect dead ends from Farley Road up to Booth Road water main. It's approximately 3,000 foot of about 3,000 foot of line to lay out, and of course we would have our own crew doing that. The good part is that it's mostly through farmland, so we don't have to go under roads or creeks or anything like that. So we're looking at approximately $18,000 to $20,000 worth of expense there, but that does not include permit cost or engineering, some legal fees, and so that'll be a little more expensive than that. That should increase water pressure to the area and help eliminate stagnant water issues in that area. The next recommendation was a Skinner Road extension. That's a considerably longer extension, but again, it is mainly through farm fields and stuff, so it should be, it's a straight line, it should be relatively easy to do. It's about 5,300 feet of extension. Again, that's going to help with stratification issues and such with the old cover bridge of elevated tank. I figured it's roughly $30,000 to $33,000 worth of pipe and such, and again, there's an engineering fees and legal fees to go with that. So we thought we could get both of those accomplished with and stay under the $95,000 budget. The last one he was looking at was a Smith Road loop extension. That's 3,100 feet of extension, but that runs right through Salisbury. So that's going to be considerably more expensive. There's under roads, and especially when you're going through Salisbury and stuff. He didn't think that was going to be even possible if that were the only project on the list. So we're kicking that to the back burner for now and see if we can maybe complete that in the next year or two, although well number two issues and stuff, we've got challenges as far as that goes.
What was the cost on the Farley Road?
Farley Road, and again, these are mainly the supplies and the labor, they haven't included some of the other, but at, we had about 3,000 foot at approximately $6 per foot, that's gonna put it between 18,000 and 20,000. That is a very rough estimate. The Skinner Road was closer to the 30,000 to 35,000 range with the additional engineering and permitting and legal fees that were included in that. I believe, he thought it would be best that we have some kind of a resolution passed before to do this. So that's something maybe we'll take a look at the next meeting, put that on the agenda.
On that Skinner Road, it's a north-south road, right? Where's our main on the north end? Long Wilson Road going west?
There, next to the horse barn.
I don't know what's back there.
Go down Skinner Road, then there's a barn down there at the end.
Yeah.
And we put a T off of Wilson and ran up to that barn. So we're already set to go.
See, we got water coming from the west down Wilson. Okay.
What are those things?
Dennis, you wanna talk about the timeframe?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about waiting to begin that sometime after the crops are out. It's gonna be October, November, maybe possibly a little later than that.
Once we go forward, we'll get with Max, he'll draw up the plans. EPA's got 45 days to permit, which we're gonna lay pipe until he gets crops out anyway, because we don't pay crop damage.
Right. Would you guys wanna consider permitting multiple extensions?
Yep.
On one go around?
Yeah, he brought that up, yes.
That way, even if you don't have the powder to do one or two of them, you can keep the permits active for the pieces you don't get. That way you're just dealing with one review fee.
Right, and yeah, that's what, that was Wayne's recommendation.
How long's the permit?
Good idea.
You renew them yearly, as long as you send them a letter.
This Farley thing, we had some issues with a kid there on that road a few years ago, didn't we? Said it all, pictures were failing. So her was right down there.
He's actually the last house on that line right there.
Hey Todd, what does he want on the next month's agenda?
So they have water pressure issues there on Farley Road?
Water quality, they're getting some erosion issues in the household plumbing.
Right, the chlorine, it just lays there, chlorine depletes out, takes over problems, possibly even dirty water, because it's just sitting there.
It's damn electric, isn't it?
You get that water moving, it'll keep fresh water in that whole portion of the system. Again, you know, we've got a lot of these. It goes with the nature of the beast with water districts. You know, in town, you just go around a block. Here, our block may be a mile long. but it's a start.
Do you want to put that on the resolution on next month's agenda? Todd, would you make that? Okay.
Always, you know, I want to thank Wayne for his help on all of this. Always informative to talk to Wayne and Max both. They give you good information.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
We don't have anything on personnel? Okay. System oversight, anything?
Just that I was here, Jim couldn't make it for the pre-construction meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Went over to the water plant, looked inside there, and man, oh man. New plan guys better be thinking about a water plant, another water plant here real quick. It's bad. It is really falling apart. It's worse than I've ever seen. We've got starter control on the on that air, on air compressor.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to say that.
We really need to start putting some money away or something. I don't know, you know, I'm not strong on finance stuff, but we really need to get a rainy day fund for plant number one. It is falling apart. I mean, it is literally falling apart. It's in terrible, terrible shape. So my, I don't know, to me, that replacing plant one is a little more important than raw water line coming across the river, I think. I don't know, you guys might disagree, but it's desperate bad. All I need to do there is just wipe it to the concrete, building and everything. And I don't know how that'll work, because we're gonna have, you know, the new line system's gonna be inside the old office, if I'm not mistaken, you know.
Nice thing about that, though, is we're going to a slurry system, so we're not gonna be transporting dry lime to the feed points now. And that gives us the flexibility of just doing a temporary relocation for the slurry pumps.
Okay, that's a positive.
So we can move them out of that footprint, keep them active.
Need to put a tin shed over the clear well and chlorine, well chlorine, we're gonna move it over. But you know, I encourage you folks to get a look inside that water plant. You guys need to get in there and look at it. It's...
I've seen it, yeah.
It's worth it. I'm talking the whole thing.
Aren't we getting into the plant?
The Cellator, you know, you can see through it.
Not on that side.
And spots up on top.
They want to add on out here.
It's,
It's the half of that.
So what does he want?
You know, the Clarcone's in way better shape, in my opinion.
We got all the pumps.
So he wants new pumps?
Well, we'll probably need them.
So we really, really, really gotta start thinking about getting some money set aside or something, you know, to start saving for this.
How much are new pumps?
New pump for a new...
Like, what do you... I'm trying to put this in the meeting notes that you would like to save money for something, but we're constructing something, so I'm not sure if they overlap.
Phase two.
Phase two, replace the whole building with what was here.
Okay, thanks.
Except the new addition. Everything...
Replace everything else.
Replace everything from what's being built back east.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Jim, but I was...
Eric?
That's all right.
But you guys need to get inside the water.
The money that we're using to... We're gonna fund ourselves for the pipeline going across, is that not correct? To do that job?
Well, I'm gonna answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know what it cost.
It's been all over the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want you guys to consider it. I mean, without talking to Wayne and Max about it, I think that to try and save up money to replace plant number one probably a little more important than that rock. You know, again, I haven't talked to you guys about that or anything, but it's...
Are we talking half a million, a million, 2 million?
For the river crossing?
No, for what he's proposing.
Probably about $10 million for a new building, new water plant, two new filters. Probably somewhere in that range.
You gotta rebuild the lab. You're gonna be... You're gonna... Six would be a good start. The problem is, and we talked about this...
Those guys left too soon?
We're not...
They're back in the full...
Here's presumption.
Now, the problem is, we're not dealing with clean slate stuff. You're undoing and then redoing, and that's the biggest challenge. But it's tight site, and that's a big driver on the cost. It's just like talk about staging the crane out here. But Todd's right. I mean, the solution is there is nothing to build on with that current building. There's nothing left. So the solution is to redo it, but it's going to have to be done in sequence, which adds time and cost. But again, just based on the numbers and the bids that we got coming in at $3 million, six. Projecting this thing happens in the next 10 years, I think, is a good target for you guys to start mothballing some money.
Where's the raw water main come in this? Low, way down the priority list, somewhere in the middle?
To me, it's not as high priority, but you guys it's might have different, you know, that our raw water main now was put in 1984, 85, our current one. And, you know, I mean,
That was part of phase one.
And we took it out.
Right, had to, because we couldn't afford it.
Was that $400,000 on it?
Yeah, they were all over $500,000, I believe.
Half a million for the...
$500,000, really good planning budget for those pieces.
Just called guy up to say, I want to wonder.
And the reminder, just to make sure everybody has in their heads, that was the bores under the river, that was with the water district doing the pipeline work to connect the dots. That was this contractor putting the two crossings.
That saved us some EPA issues is why we did that, is that right?
Cost.
Was that wrong, why?
We did get, and that's a good point, Dennis. You do now have environmental, Corps, DNR, and EPA clearances and permits. So what I would encourage us to do as time goes on is to keep those, just like we're talking about, keep those permits active. So there will come a time when you're going to need them, and let's not have to redo and go back and get those permits again.
And they're good for a year, you said it. So we need to make a note within 10 months to reapply.
That's right. Our EPA letter, just say keep active.
Now, what will save us a little is, you know, we're going to have half of a brand-new plan. It's going to be under, you know, it'll buy us a little time, but we need to start saving, like, next budget year or whatever. You know, whenever we can start saving, we need to start saving, because it's scary bad. I, you know, I ain't been in there a few months or maybe a year, but I've never seen it that bad. It is just pathetic.
I understand where you're coming from, Todd. I know it needs to be replaced, and I really do know that. But what I think we ought to stay focused on, get this other plant up and running, and at the same time, we'll be checking our finances, and if we can put some money aside, you know, looks like we might have some more revenue coming in by the end of the year. Might even have more than that, but I'm going to stay focused getting that plant up and running.
That's my point, 100%. We just need to be mindful that, just because we're getting half of a new water plant, that's just scratching the surface. I mean, we've got to start putting money away in a rainy day fund. I'm not saying build it tomorrow afternoon. We can't.
No.
It's doing good to get one.
Ain't no way.
But I'm just saying that we need to start thinking. We need to start budgeting for a water plant fund for replace plant number one in its entirety, building and everything.
You know what the sad thing is about putting money away? Is USDA came back to us and said, you got to spend your money now.
Yeah, you have to spend it out.
Yeah.
So you can cornhole money until your loan partner says, now you got to spend your money on us.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm not much on finances, but I would think that, you know, if you could partially pay for something, get a smaller, I don't know, I'm not going to get in a debate about finances and all that stuff. All I'm simply saying is we got to be thinking about it in the future.
There's no ifs and ands about it, Todd.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right. There's no ifs and ands about it. We got to do something there. But I don't want to do anything to jeopardize our loan.
I'm not suggesting that, Jim.
Yeah, I understand where you come from.
Just putting it in your head.
Yeah.
End of story.
Rather, if we can't save the money, then perhaps we should do every minor project that we can use that money for, so that when it comes time for phase two, we don't also have to paint the water tower, we don't also have to do a raw water main, and we don't also have to do on and on. Those will be done, so while we're paying for this new expansion, we don't also have to do those other things along the way.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Every morning when I pull in here, I get out, I listen to hear that live stack, be sure it's working. It's quiet, I think, I don't know.
It's kind of one of those days.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Okay.
You can feel what she's saying. You can tell by the sound of her, you know what she's saying.
Let's move on. Any ordinance committee, Mays, Bolden?
I think we're on policy and procedure. Policy and procedure?
Yeah, ordinance committee, H, Mays and Bolden. Nothing? Okay.
We skipped one there, Jim.
We did?
Yeah.
Policies and procedure, we did, absolutely, gee.
Didn't have anything for you anyway.
Okay. Anything on H?
Ordinance?
Ordinance committee?
I think they have something. Is it Cheryl or?
You have anything, Cheryl, on ordinance?
I think Carrie reported everything.
You already reported that, okay. Unfinished business. Village of Kern. We don't have nothing there. Okay. New business, authorized operations managers, Nelson. Is, what I would like to do here is get a motion for Wayne to advertise for this Ford pickup truck. We can put that in the paper tomorrow, South County publication, for a couple weeks. And then after a couple weeks, whoever has the lowest bid, I don't think we need a special board meeting or anything like that. Just let Wayne look at it, whoever.
We'll put it on the website too.
We put our website. My idea was to take bids till next board meeting, have them in here by 3 o'clock that day, open them that night.
Not the lowest bid.
We can do that.
I'd take the highest bid, Chandler.
Yeah, right.
You said the lowest.
I said the lowest bid, yeah, I did, didn't I? You're right. The highest bid. Is there a motion that we could have for that?
I'll make a motion to authorize the operations manager to advertise for the Ford with the contingency we're gonna get rid of the rice burner soon.
I'll second.
Is there a second on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. No more. Wayne, you have anything?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, we need to go into executive session to review our executive minutes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make a motion that we go into executive session to review.
Executive minutes.
Executive minutes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We'll go in. And Wayne and.
Meeting temporarily suspended for executive session.